Hey love, and welcome to the Love Meach podcast. It's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. It's 8 billion people in the world, yet you met me, and that is not by happen chance. This is a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. I am in this world, but I'm not of it. On this podcast, you'll hear topics about both worlds, spiritual and earthly. My goal is to keep learning, evolving, and spreading love. And welcome to another episode of Love Meach Podcast. This is episode 2 of Spiritual Gifts. And this is the part where I'm going to go over my findings on Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Okay, so the first one is bibliomancy. Bibliomancy is one of the many divination practices found around the world. It involves the use of books, typically sacred texts, as a method to foretell the future and find guidance. There are many different techniques of bibliomancy that can be used at a practitioner's own belief systems, often informs the way in which results are interpreted. So apparently you pick up a book, let's say Bible, because Christian is like, you know, one of the religions that's widespread, and you just kind of, you know, make your intention, make your request, say your prayers, answer your question, you know, whatever you're gonna do holding a Bible, and then you just kind of flip through and put your finger on something, and that should be your answer, or, you know, close to, you know, your guidance. Now, it doesn't have to be the Bible. It could be any book. It can be tarot cards. It could be crayons, because colors have meanings. It can be numbers. Numbers have meanings. Whatever you have at your disposal. It could be a color, you know, it could be an animal, it could be a totem, and the answer's there. So if something's going on and you happen to see a turtle, that could be, slow down, baby, moving too fast. If you see a bee, that could be, you know, you are a queen, act as such, you know. If you see a 2, that could be union, you know, you're about to join businesses, join partnership, you know, something is going to combine. If it's pink, that could be love. If it's red, that could be your root, your foundation, your spirituality. Like, everything has a meaning. We just have not taken the time to study this stuff. So next one is telepathy between hearts. Notice how when you think of someone, they call or get in touch with you soon after. Telepathic communication is real. When you're close with someone, you literally begin vibrating on the same level. So let me try this real quick. I want to think of someone. I'm doing it right now. And I want to see if that person reaches out by the time I'm done with this podcast. Because I be knowing this stuff, but it's time to like practice and put it to work. You know, strengthen the gifts. Okay, so clairvoyance. This is one of the most advanced exercises that we do for developing clairvoyance. You can use this method to gain clarity about people, situations, or decisions. You want to sit down, close your eyes, relax, become aware of the area between your eyes. What images, impressions do you receive while focusing on your third eye? Start thinking about a specific person, a particular decision that you have to make. Should I take this job or that job? Continue to pay attention to the point between your eyes while thinking about the person or decision. Now, what images are you receiving? What meanings, what insights accompany these images? Be open to images of all kind. Images can also be colors, symbols, or memories. What are your intuitive impressions telling you about the person or decision in question? Y'all, I'm shook. I literally just said this and I had not read it. Oh my God. Clairvoyance. 9 exercises to develop. I think we just did that. Close your eyes. Become aware of your third eye. Decode your dreams. Meditate. Clairvoyant perception to analyze people or situations. Activate your 7 chakras. Oh, this is to develop. Activate your 7 chakras. Practice telepathy using cards. Ask your spirit guides for assistance. Sharpen your visual attention. Practice seeing energy between your hands. Psychic development tip. Visit an antique store. How does the energy in the store feel? Is it light or is it heavy? Pick up an object. What do you sense or see in your mind's eye? Feelings and sensings are a great way to boost your psychic muscles. how to control your psychic ability. This exercise will help you learn to control your intuitive gift. If you want to be more open, simply imagine turning the light on. Set your attention that you are open. Easy peasy. Envision a light switch. Imagine clicking it to the off position. As you do this, set the intention that your psychic abilities are on mute and that you are not available to receive psychic impressions. Ooh. Let me see this. That's the same thing. I think we went over these. Clairvoyance is intuitive vision, the ability to gain visual telepathic information that others can't see. Clairaudience is clear hearing, the power to hear sounds from the spirit world. Clairsentience is clear feeling, empathic sense and emotions. Claircognizant is clear knowing and intuitive inner knowing, you know. Clairance is clear smelling, suddenly smelling something that has a symbolic meaning to you. Clairgustance, clear taste, the ability to taste without actually putting anything in your mouth. Clairtangency, clear touch, the ability to receive information by touch. Some of those I hadn't heard before. Wow. Here are signs that you are clairvoyant. You had a vision. You've seen images, vision, colors, a symbol in your mind's eye. You could visualize. It's easy for you to visualize a daydream. You might be clairvoyant. I know that's me. You've seen orbs. Seeing orbs, colorful or sparkly lights out of the corner of your eye is a sign of clairvoyance. You've seen auras. You see colors, energy around people, animals, or plants. You appreciate beauty. You adore art, architecture, design. You're drawn to visual hobbies and careers. You're a GPS. Having a great sense of direction is another. Clairvoyant sign. Heck, that's a dope for me. Visual task. You're good at seeing how things should work visually. Visual tasks are easy for you. Imagery friends. As a child, you talk to imaginary friends. I sure did. Oh my gosh. Visualization to develop clairvoyance. Close your eyes. Imagine the number one. Once you can hold the image for 10 seconds, move on to number 2, then 3, etc. Easy peasy. So that's with numbers. That's pretty cool. Psychic development tip. Read old family photos. Gather old photos of family members you've never met. Sit and tune into the energy of these people. What do you sense about your ancestors, about their personality? Trust what you feel. 8 signs you're... So we're going to continue part 2 of the Pinterest spiritual gift list. So this one says 8 signs that you're psychic. You think of someone and they call, text, or show up soon after. Songs that you're humming often come on the radio. You often have dreams that show you things that come true. You get dream visitations from departed loved ones. You often know exactly what someone is going to say before they say it. Now, that's me. I literally can say something and the person will say it. And in my mind, I'm like, did I tell them to say that? It's just so freaky. The exact sentence that I say, they say. You often get funny gut feeling before something bad happens to someone. Your phone rings and you often know who it is before seeing the caller ID. You often know if someone is pregnant before they say and or predict the gender. I can always tell when a woman is pregnant, and I feel like my spiritual journey is going to take me down. There's different names that I've heard of, like a pregnancy coach, pregnancy cheerleader, doula, grief, midwife. I know I'm going to go down that journey. I just don't think it's time yet. So that was that. Let's see. So we are still on Pinterest. 6 signs of claircognizance. Your gut instincts are always right. You know when someone is lying and not to be trusted. You receive messages in the form of random ideas or solutions. You often interrupt. You know what the outcomes of a situation will be, and you wake up with solutions. Okay, so this one's interesting. It has psychic abilities by zodiac sign, and I actually like that. So we are starting with Aries. Pyrokinesis, the ability to start and control fires with the mind. Taurus. Now, I want to say it may not be real fires, but every Aries I know is a fighter. That's fire energy. So maybe some things happen physically, but maybe some things are energetic wise. Like you have a lot of fire energy, like, you know, so maybe we are looking at it the wrong way. They do have fire energy. They are fire signs. Okay, so Taurus, telekinesis, the ability to move objects with the mind. Gemini, remote viewing, the ability to perceive a being or object beyond the grasp of traditional faculties. Cancer, empath, a person who is able to feel the emotions of others in a certain way. Now this, my sister is a Cancer. Baby, her sun, moon, and rising is a Cancer. So she got to be, whoa. I am a Cancer moon, so everything, I really don't care what people do. Do what you do. However, when you do things, however it makes me feel, okay. So it's like, if you do something and it doesn't cause me to fear away, it's like, whatever. But in the same breath, if you do something and it makes me feel away, oh baby, it's the end of the world. So I could only imagine if my sun and rising was like that. I don't know if I'll be able to cope. Baby, I'd be like, take this Cancer moon away. Because my Scorpio be like, let's, you know, off with their head. And my Libra sun be like, peace, kumbaya. And then Cancer in the corner crying. It's just, all three of them, it's just, whoa. Beware. So a Leo channeling. Someone capable of receiving and relaying information from entities beyond our realm. Virgo, energy healing. The ability to channel and manipulate energy to heal others or themselves. Libra, telepath. A person with the ability to read the thoughts of others or transfer their own thoughts to them. So I might be the transferring one. Because I swear we could be having a conversation and I'm like, yeah, because it's so hot today. And they're like, yeah, because it's so hot today. And I just be like, like, did I get them to say that? I need to learn how to do that other side to read their thoughts. Scorpio, death warning. I told you. Remember I said off with the head? Those with the ability to experience premonitions of death. I'm a Scorpio rising. Y'all, I did not know that. A death warning. Let me write that down on my gifts page. Scorpio death warning. What am I supposed to do with that gift? Y'all help me out. What am I supposed to do with a death warning gift? Death warning gift. Like, really? What am I supposed to do with that? And I swear before my previous lover passed away, something was just like, check on him. And I was like, you all right? Everything okay? It was just so weird. It could have been in the hospital the whole time. I'll never know. Let's see. Sagittarius. Precognition. The ability to see the future. To have an innate knowledge of what is to happen. Capricorn medium, an individual capable of contacting those who have passed away. Aquarius, clairvoyance, the ability to see individuals, events, etc., which are beyond the natural perception. Pisces, astral projection, the ability of one to leave their physical body to travel to other realms. Okay. I actually like that they broke it down into zodiacs. So these are types of empaths. I've never heard anybody break this down before. So the first one we have is an intuitive empath. They experience intuitive visions and knowings. An emotional empath. They feel emotions of other people, places, and objects. That is so me, and I hate it. I hate going in certain rooms. I hate being around certain people. It could be their vibe, their energy, their something. And I'm just like, I hate it. And I just imagine 10 people being in a room, 20 people, 100 people, and you just like, oh. physical and medical empath, experiences physical pain of others as me. I don't look at scary movies and certain stuff like that because I literally feel it in my body. Physical, let me write that down. Physical and medical empath, which maybe if I was in a medical field, I could be telling people what's wrong because I would feel it. So I'm not even using that gift right. Geomantic empath, feels energy of the planet, cities, and sacred places. Plant empath, feels energy and message from plants and flowers. Animal empath, feels emotions and receive messages from animals. Oh, I think I have a touch of animal empath. I had a dream one time that I was a cow and it was nothing I could do and I definitely got slaughtered. And it just was the worst feeling in the world. And I just be feeling sorry for any animal that's like captive. Let's see. Intuition is another one we don't be giving credit to. Great power comes to those who are willing to listen to the whispers of their spirit instead of the shouts of the world. Those who follow the guidance provided by their intuition walk through doorways of abundance, peace, positivity, and compassion. Learn to listen and most importantly, trust your intuition. Let's see. I did some of these already, so I'm kind of okay. That was it. So now we're going to go over to, I'll stop it and I'll start it again with the next one. This is my favorite part. This is why I could not do the podcast because I didn't know what the link was, but surprisingly, it popped up today. So I believe in coincidences. Today must be the day where I am supposed to go over the spiritual gifts from the site. So let me tell you the site before I forget. It is powerlisting.fandom.com wiki superpowers. Go ahead and begin. Superpowers are defined as powers and abilities that are beyond human and nature. Entailing capabilities that are fantastical, paranormal, and extraordinary. Superpowers are extremely diverse and all-encompassing from the mundane to the almighty, and there is no limit for what superpowers are. In pop culture and mainstream media, superpower usually doesn't stray too far from what is called stock superpowers. Essentially, superpowers that are extremely prevalent in any supernatural setting. These include, but are not limited to, flight, inhumane physical strength, mind reading and control, telekinesis, manipulating nature elements, transforming into animals or beasts, and basically any form of energy-based attack. Notice it said energy. As mentioned above, there is no limit to what superpowers are and can do. They have limitless applications which are fundamentally based on aspects of humanity and existence. From individualistic attributes such as advanced skills, extraordinary senses, and enhanced intelligence to humanity's creations, the natural world, and beyond. Such superpowers can range from controlling buildings to mastering the art of business making to altering fiction and reality as one pleases. Now, I have never heard anybody mention superpower like this. Like, I love that. So, controlling buildings themselves and the art of business making. So, CEOs and different things like that, your whole superpower is to be a great CEO or a great singer or a great track runner. We are so focused on flying and just certain superpowers that we don't even realize you have your own superpower within you already. So I love that. Superpowers are not solely based on abilities. Any can include supernatural physical qualities and appearances such as tiger psychology and mental mimicry. Not sure what that one is, you guys. Some are more concrete and natural, like urban manipulation, wood manipulation. Some are more intrinsic and conceptual, like axiom manipulation and dimensional manipulation. Now, I'm going to put the link here so you'll be able to come to the website as well. Some are more action-based, like attack powers and bullet hell. Some are more slice of life, like charm mode and musical mastery. Some are related to real life creatures like dermal armor and claw retraction. Some are totally intricate and alien, like organic abomination or alien mind. Some are more scientific, like nanoactive blood or scalar wave manipulation. Some are more fantastical, like Will-O-the-Wisp psychology or sands of time manipulation. Some are centered on a single object or theme, such as door manipulation, material arts manipulation. Some are all-encompassing, like omni manipulation and alpha reality. Other than superpowers, superhuman feats may also be achieved through advanced science and technology and blotanium, materials with supernatural properties, magics and spells, biology mutations, anomalous nature, supernatural entities, and many, many more. Moreover, superpowers might not only be possessed by humans in certain settings and can be held by animals, robots, relics, clothing, weapons, etc. The concept and theme of superpowers are present in pretty much any form of media, having been popularized to the point of spawning superpowers based tropes, stereotypes, and archetypes. The most common one is the superhero gene, where superheroes are superhumans that use their powers and abilities for the good of humanity, while supervillains end up causing destruction. However, some superheroes don't need superpowers, and they rely on fancy gadgets and advanced technology to perform superhuman feats. Superpowers are also present in the form of supernatural traits or divine powers in theologies, religion, texts, folklore, and mythologies. Additionally, they can take the form of the mystical and esoteric, purely anomalous and enigmatic. All in all, superpowers are generally anything. I'm going to say that again. All in all, superpowers are generally anything that is supernatural and superhuman, playing a wide variety of roles in storytelling and encompassing everything in existence, from the mundane, the common, the esoteric, and the almighty. Now, I hate how they had to put storytelling there, because life is a reality, and we tell history, or, you know, we call them stories, but if it's about life, is it really a story? So if I tell you a story about something that happened to me when I was a little girl, that doesn't make it fake. I called it a story, but it's really a memory from when I was young. So the fact that you're telling any type of story, it was once a reality. So I don't know. You got to be careful with that. So here we go. Self-superpowers. These superpowers generally affect and are centered around oneself. Physical capabilities. Enhanced strength, speed, durability, stamina, agility, flexibility, dexterity, and flight. These are body aspects. Psychological. Gosh, this is long. I'll try to read through these. Biological, mechanical, blood manipulation, body function manipulation, bone manipulation, like thick bones, DNA manipulation, like body chemistry manipulation, cell manipulation, enhanced bite, enhanced body temperature, enhanced lung capacity. Remember the man that, okay, my puzzle pieces is coming together. Remember the man that broke the Guinness World Record for one breath going so far down the ocean that I found out about because this Titanic all of a sudden disappeared? Oh, okay. Or blew up, whatever story they want to give us. But do you see enhanced lung capacity? I feel like this may be a lab, and we've all been experimenting on, and powers that may be watching us to see how our powers grow and develop. And this is just interesting. Enhanced metabolism, enhanced recovery, hair manipulation like thick hair, immutability, invulnerability, limb manipulation, organ manipulation, skin manipulation, thick hair, supernatural blood. Now, you all have probably been to the Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it's all kind of people. Back in the day, they would go to the circus and see all these different kind of beings. The point is, just because your body isn't disfigured doesn't mean that you don't have superpowers or abilities. They just happen to be so outside of the norm that someone decided to put them in a circus and make money. But we all have these abilities. So I'm going to keep going. Senses, enhanced vision, 360-degree vision, x-ray vision, enhanced smell, hearing, touch, taste, extrasensory perception, clairvoyance, precognition, hyper-awareness. appearance, age shifting, invisibility, shape shifting, mimicry and transmutations, mimicry, animal imitation, mythic psychology, innate object mimicry. Let me type on that because I don't know what the hell that is. Okay, mimicry, the power to replicate the power, skills, and properties of others. Oh, I get it. Mimic. Okay. So let me go back. Mode switching, transformation, condition and state, authority, manipulation, comfort, condition, manipulation, enhanced condition, enhanced charisma, immortality, personal mastery, reactive adaption, status manipulation, health and welfare, antibiotic system, aversion manipulation, aversion field, contaminant immunity, disease immunity. Okay. Curing, damage removal, health manipulation, enhanced health, high resistance, internal bodily cleansing, regenerative healing factor, self resurrection, self restoration, and self substance, mind and psyche, accelerated thought process, clear mind, enhanced intelligence, hypercognition, indomitable will, meta learning, multitasking, panamnesia, state of mind, tactical analyst, tranquil state, soul and spirit, astral projection, spiritual force manipulation, soul manipulation, personal and behavior. Action manipulation, anima manipulation, behavior, personal and personality manipulation, interest and talents, enhanced weapon proficiency, enhanced gunsmanship, enhanced swordsmanship, improbable weapon proficiency, infinite experience, intuitive aptitude, musical mastery, omnicompetence, omnilingualism, performance art mastery, professional manipulation, professional mastery, skill manipulation, sport manipulation, talent manipulation, other superpowers, nature and elements, elemental manipulation, fire manipulation, water manipulation, ice and earth manipulation, metal manipulation, air, light and darkness manipulation. Nature manipulations would be weather, plant, fruit, vegetable manipulation. Animal manipulation would be animal empathy, animal intuition, zoolingualism. I don't know about the attack, so I'm going to skip over that. Biomes and environments. Arctic, coast, desert, forest, ocean, volcanic field manipulation. Forces, energy, and particles. Energy, force, physics, fundamental force, gravity, electromagnetism, electricity, magnetism, subatomic particle and quantum string manipulation, universe and cosmology, cosmic dimension, dimensional, galaxy, gravity, multiversal, omniverse, spatial, stellar, time, universal and world manipulation, objects, technology, and machinery, bell, chain, cloth, door, furniture, magnet, musical instrument, technology, device, internet, nanonite, robot, thread, vehicle, weapon, and window manipulation. Literature, language, and society. Anthropology, mastery. Archaeology, mastery. History reading, body language, analyst. Namaste, lovaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.